Good evening. Welcome to the regular monthly meeting of the City of Atlanta Board of Ethics. The board is an independent, citizen-appointed board that works to ensure honesty, integrity, accountability, and trust in city government. The board administers and enforces the Code of Ethics by interpreting the city's ethical standards, administering the financial disclosure program, investigating ethics complaints, and determining if ethics violations have occurred. The board meets every third Thursday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m. in this room. Ethics questions or complaints may be sent to ethicsofficer@atlantaga.gov or by phone at 404-330-6286. The board is composed of seven city residents appointed to serve a three-year term of office. All board members are community volunteers who receive no pay for their service. They are Brent Adams, to my immediate left, appointed by the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce, who is also the vice chair. Jessica Stern, who is the next person over, appointed by the Atlanta Bar Association. And also with us this evening is a new member, Mr. Todd Gray. My name is Kate Wash. I am appointed by the six major universities. Assisting the board this evening is Assistant City Ethics Officer Jabu Sangoba, who is seated on my far right. We do have a quorum present tonight. I would like to, if I can find my notes, we are pleased to inform you that the Atlanta Business League has selected Todd Gray to my far left to serve on our Board of Ethics. Mr. Gray currently serves as the Director of Supplier Diversity for the Grady Health System. Prior to joining Grady Health System, Mr. Gray served as Supplier Diversity Manager for CVS Care Market in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Wow. Further, he has served in various leadership roles and is actively involved in civic and state-level initiatives impacting diversity and community. We look forward to working with Mr. Gray, and we welcome him to the Ethics Board. Thanks, Mr. Gray. All right, we have the agenda before us. If anybody has any changes. And then our first order of business is adoption of the minutes of the June 1, 2016 meeting of the board.
I move that we adopt the June 1st minutes.
Thank you. All in favor? So they are adopted. Next item on the agenda, we have two enforcement matters, which Mr. Santiago will present.
Good evening, board members. Thank you, Madam Chair. The first item on the enforcement agenda is in the matter of Lynette Moore. We are seeking four subpoenas in this case in anticipation of an enforcement hearing in September. Those should be located behind tab 2 in your board notebooks. Since we have four of them, and you would need to vote on each one, would you like to take them individually, one by one? Okay. So the first subpoena that we are seeking is for Lynette Moore, who is the respondent in the case. And at this point, due to the fact that Ms. Moore has failed to participate in an interview with our office or appear at the probable cause hearing, and she's also refused to participate in a pretrial conference with us. And given the fact that she's also denying all the allegations in the case, we feel that Ms. Moore should be compelled to appear at her enforcement hearing anticipated for September. So therefore, we respectfully ask that the board issue a subpoena for Ms. Moore.
Any questions for Mr. Santiago? Is there a motion to issue the two, I believe it looks like two subpoenas?
There should be, there's four subpoenas. The first one is for Ms. Moore.
I'm sorry, I missed that. All right, thank you. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So we will issue that subpoena.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The second subpoena is for Mr. Dwayne Brightwhite. Mr. Brightwhite is the investigation manager for the compliance unit, and conducted some of the interviews that took place in this matter. We anticipate that there could be questions regarding the actual process of the compliance unit's investigations. That way, we'd like to have Mr. Britt White present in case any questions should come that he would need to answer.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Do I have a motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So that subpoena will be issued as well.
Okay. The third subpoena in this matter is for Ms. Aisha Malcolm. Aisha Malcolm is also a court clerk at the municipal court. She works with worked at the time with Lynette Moore and was an eyewitness to the events. For that reason, should her testimony come into question, we'd like to have her here present at the enforcement hearing.
Thank you. Questions? May I have a motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That will also be issued.
So we have one more subpoena. The last subpoena is for Mr. Joe Dallas. Joe Dallas is the NBA representative who provided the will call tickets to Ms. Moore. And Mr. Dallas provided testimony that is material to the case. And if that testimony were to come into question, we would want Mr. Dallas present for the hearing to answer any questions that may arise.
Thank you. Questions? May I have a motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, thank you. The second matter on the agenda was the matter of Bernard Burns, which was going to be a recommendation for probable cause finding. Mr. Burns and representatives from the Pace Union contacted our office yesterday. They notified us that Mr. Burns, his child is actually having surgery this week. And he also has retained counsel for this matter. I spoke to the attorney yesterday, and we came to agreement to move the probable cause hearing to the September meeting. So I just wanted to make sure you guys got an update on that case and know that it's not going to be presented this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Santiago. Any further enforcement matters?
That concludes the enforcement matters.
Thank you. And now we have the financial disclosures. I believe you have the 2016 amended roll of delinquent filers.
I do, and that should be behind tab 3 in your notebooks. We are seeking to add 10 individuals to the roll of delinquent filers. These filers, we initially determined that we did not have a proper address for them, so we had a bad address list. In the interim, we were able to obtain good addresses for these individuals, and what we did was we went ahead and sent them the required proper notice back on May 12th of 2016. We gave them the full 30 days to file following that time period. And then what we did is we went ahead and sent them a warning letter on June 16th, notifying them that that they needed to go ahead and file or they could be subject to penalties under the ethics code. To date, none of those mailings from those individuals have been returned to our office, so we believe we have good addresses at this point. So we are looking to add them. They are at this point, they're all former employees with the exception of there's one active MPU officer that is on that we're looking to add to the role. So that said, at this time we ask that the board adopt the amended role of delinquent filers.
Can you tell me, were there any people for whom you had bad addresses and that you followed up with and who did at that point file?
So yes, we did. We had four individuals from that list who have already filed their statements.
Okay. Thank you. Other questions?
Diego, for a reminder for my sake and also maybe for our new member, can you just briefly remind me of the consequence of being on this roll of delinquent filers? Like, what's the result of being on this list?
The result of being on the list is that we would open enforcement proceedings against against individuals on the roll. So we would begin, and I'll go over a little bit about where we are with enforcement, but the next step essentially is preparation of administrative opinions, showing our findings of fact, and then notice, we provide notice to them of that as well. So once the amended rule has been adopted, that'll pretty much mark the official beginning of our enforcement process, and with an anticipated presentation of the cases in September.
Any further questions for Mr. Santiago on this? All right. May I have a motion, please? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So the amended roll of delinquent filers as presented has been adopted. You also have an update on enforcement efforts, Mr. Santiago.
Yes. And this kind of ties into what I was just speaking about. With the adoption of the amended rule, we'll begin formally preparing the enforcement cases. At this point, we are looking at approximately 37 cases based on our current data. And as I mentioned, the next procedural step is going to be the administrative opinions. And we'll be also providing a notice of delinquency. At that point, once they receive the administrative opinion and the notice of delinquency, they'll have 30 days in which to appeal. And they'll be sending those appeals to our office. And after that, we'll make a determination and give an administrative decision on whether there's cause to close out the matter or not. As another update, we have received $100 in fines from late filers. So that has already begun happening. That's pretty much our update on enforcement. We're anticipating September as the earliest date we'd be presenting the cases.
Thank you, Mr. Santiago. Questions for Mr. Santiago? Thank you.
All right, that concludes my report.
Is Sengova, you have a report on the matter of Teresa Smith.
Yes, that's correct. Good evening, board members. This is actually a request to basically vacate an order that was set in 2014. In regards to this matter, this was a case in 2014 that was brought before the board. Teresa Smith was considered delinquent at that time because she failed to file her disclosure statement. And the board entered a final order in that case. However, recently, as this month, Ms. Smith contacted our office, and she's seeking to resolve the matter. Apparently, she had a conversation with someone from her department, and they mentioned to her that this matter was still open. She contacted our office immediately, and I spoke with her. She explained that she had rented her home during the filing period in question and did not receive any of the notices that were sent to her. She also provided me with a copy of the lease agreement, which covered the period, and a document showing her new address. Based on that information and my conversation with her, I felt it was appropriate to bring the matter before the board so that it would not be pending in her file because it was put into her personnel file. So at this time, I'm recommending that the board vacate the final order in this case and close this matter. And I have provided an order for Madam Chair for you to sign. I'll take any questions you may have. Thank you.
All right. Anyway, motion. There we go.
I move that we rescind the delinquent order that's in place.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. And next is the ethics officer's report, also Ms. Sengova.
So I am providing a report, and I'm going to provide you just in terms of our activities in the past few months, I guess since our last meeting. And I'll just, of course, the report is there for your review, and you can take that with you. But I'll just highlight some of the things that I think are pretty important that we've been engaged in since the last meeting. Under public education and outreach, we recently launched the summer edition of our ethics newsletter, which we did provide to you all electronically, and you do have hard copies in your folder as well to take with you. As far as another critical piece is our new e-file system. We are moving very well on that project. I'm really pleased with our progress. We are in the project development stage, so we are we've actually done a demo with a vendor already. We're scheduling some more demos with other vendors, potential vendors, and pretty much just going along. And we do have excellent project manager from AIM assigned to assist us with this process. So we are moving along with that. We'll keep you apprised as we go along with that because it's a pretty big project. Under operation, and I think pretty much the only other thing I wanted to point out and under that's not on this report because it actually just came up this week and is an update concerning some legislation that our former ethics officer was seeking to present. And for purposes of our new, for the benefit of our new board members, what happened is that earlier this year, at the request of the board was seeking to propose legislation to two specific code provisions. And those code provisions are Section 2814, governs disclosure of income and financial interest. So basically dealing with our financial disclosure process. And pretty much we're seeking to clarify positions and roles and give us more authority in who to add each year. The other specific code section is Section 2810, which addresses the city's post-employment rule. Those two papers are going through the legislative process right now. They have been presented to council. It was presented to council. I did follow up with Councilmember Archibong's office, and she did present the papers this Monday. And so now I'll go through the process, and we'll keep you apprised. All right.
Thank you, Ms. Singo.
And I'll take any questions you may have and concern in regards to the status report.
No questions at this time. Thank you. And we also have the final report for fiscal 16 and the fiscal 17 budget report.
Correct, and that should be final budget. And I don't really have much to say about that. That is just directly behind the status report. And again, that's for your review. Basically, we've wrapped up fiscal years, the budget year for fiscal year 16. Our spending for last year was budgeted as expected for the most part, except for, I guess, the vacant ethics officer position. But other than that, the spending, we did spend as expected for our operating expenses. In regards to our FY 17, we're pleased to announce that our FY 17 budget has been approved and adopted by council. Two important requests are included in that budget are, of course, the development of our new e-file project and our ethics analyst position. So those are two big asks that we did receive. And that's in regards to our budget.
Great. When will we be able to move forward with the analyst position?
I think we'll have to have a conversation about that, but I'm assuming at some point we can start looking at that position, especially if we get closer to financial disclosure. Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you, Ms. Singova. And we have a request for formal advisory opinion.
Right, and that's the last matter before you. We did receive a request for a formal advisory opinion from Ben Howard, a citizen. I have reviewed that request. I was required, of course, to present the request to the board because it is addressed to the board. The basis of Mr. Howard's request is whether members of the city's boards, commissions, and authorities are obligated to abide by Georgia's Sunshine Laws. However, this matter does not fall within the board's jurisdiction, so I would recommend that you dismiss Mr. Howard's request.
Thank you. Any questions on that for Ms. Singova?
You have a brief question, Ms. Singova. Is there another location that this request should be directed that may be helpful to point him in the right direction so we can get an answer to the ethics question?
So I thought about that. Now, Mr. Howard routinely appears before Committee on Council as well as council meetings, and I'm just, in the abundance of caution, I'd rather not make that determination. And understanding that this particular request that he's made has been addressed by full council as well. So he has made this request to council, and it was addressed before. No problem.
Yes, thank you. Yes, the Board of Ethics does not interpret state law. So I agree. Thank you.
Do you want to vote on that or no? I think so.
All right. May I have a motion on whether to grant Mr. Howard's request for a formal advisory opinion?
I move to adopt the recommendation of Ms. Sangova and to respond that we are not able to address the request.
Thank you. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And now is the time for public comments. I see no members of the public present, so that was very quick. The next Board of Ethics meeting will be on Thursday, September 15, at 6 p.m. in City Council Committee Room 1. And if I may have a motion to adjourn. Second?
Second.
We didn't vote yet. A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.
And we expect the September meeting to be quite lengthy, so just a fair warning.
We'd like to know that. Yeah.
First lady.